Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
How Plunger Man Taught Me Humility. As I was being interviewed on the Leading from Alignment podcast, Jim Wiegand and John Opelousky were asking me about back-to-back chapters in my book, Shepherd Leadership, where I discuss how a leader's confidence and humility should be in a healthy tension with each other. There is an alter ego superhero I created to help me learn this lesson. His name is Plunger Man. Take a listen.
We can build things into our life. I tell a story in the book from when I worked at the camp. When we'd have children's camp come in, I discovered real quickly that, these younger kids, kind of fifth grade and under, don't really know how to use a public bathroom correctly. And so it was pretty disgusting. And my staff did not like, we had to put them on roving patrols the entire day, all week long, cleaning the bathrooms. And so that, is not something that I relish doing either, but I just really felt the Holy Spirit saying to me that you need to take this role on. And so I would do it without letting anybody know. I'd go to bed early and then I'd get up in the middle of the night and load up my golf cart with all my cleaning supplies. And I'd make the rounds to all of the restrooms and I would take care of the really gross things for my team. There were a lot of times that I'd walk in and want to come up with the excuse of, hey, I'm the director of the camp. I'm not a housekeeper. I'm going to leave this one, or that thing looks so bad, I'm going to have to call maintenance. I'm not going to. But I would force myself. I would say, and so the way I had to do it was I created an ultra ego superhero character that I called Plunger Man, and I'd have to make a game out of it to make myself go in there. And so I think that we can build things in, and on the same side, if we tend to be more humble, I think that there's things that we can put in to remind ourselves, hey, I need to be confident that God has placed me here. Maybe it's a journal entry. Maybe it's a note right on your computer that you see it every time that you open it up, or that sort of thing. But then also just build in the ongoing dialogue with a good friend, a coach, a mentor that can say, hey, you're doing better. Why don't you look at tweaking this? Or I've noticed this. If you're open to it, maybe you could try. And that will help us find that place where that tension is becoming not so extreme one way or the other. And then I think that the frustrations start to go away.
Wow. I tell you what I've gotten out of that last 5 minutes is there's two good reasons why I don't want to be a camp director. Number one and number two. Yeah. Those are the two good reasons why I don't want to be a camp director. Whew, bless your heart. If there's a good neighborhood in heaven, you're living in it, brother. Oh. I'm telling you.
In the show notes, I've shared some links for you, a little bit more of the origins of Plunger Man. You can also see the full animated mini movie of Plunger Man. And if you'd like to watch the full interview that I did on the Leading from Alignment podcast, I also have a link there. My book, Shepherd Leadership, is available in print and ebook and audiobook. I've shared all of those links in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.